Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so glad you're here with
me. Hello and welcome to Anxious Attachment Solution with your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about things anxiously attached people struggle with and why it feels so hard. The hardest thing for an anxiously attached person to do is listen. Yes, you heard me right. The hardest thing for an anxiously attached person to do when they are triggered is to listen. Listening is one of the hardest things for us to do. When we feel urgency, fear, and panic, we go into ourselves instead of being present. We have a hard time listening to what is actually happening, paying attention to what is actually being said. We have a hard time hearing someone and what they are actually saying. Why is listening so hard? Listening is so hard when we are triggered for several reasons. One reason is that our brain is talking to us very loudly about what is happening. It's telling us and making meaning of what is happening. And most often, those of us with anxious attachment, it has a negative meaning. Another reason, our brain is constantly scanning the environment for dangers, aka signs that someone is upset at us, signs that we made a huge, grave mistake that's going to end our relationship, or signs that we are about to suffer emotional pain of rejection, of abandonment. Listening may also be hard because our brain has a very strong story about the person that this is happening with, or our brain has a very loud opinion about us, our lovability, and our capability in a relationship, our ability to stay in and continue to be loved in a relationship. The truth is, not being able to really listen and hear what is happening causes a lot of miscommunications in relationships, a lot of hurt and a lot of disconnection in the space that all we really want is connection and understanding. So we, as anxiously attached people, have to consciously notice when we are triggered and when we are not listening. We have to learn how to tell our brain to shut up. To tell our brain to stop scanning for dangers and listen. We have to learn to calm ourselves in the middle of a panic storm inside of our body. We have to remind ourselves that we are actually physically safe. We have to tell our brain to stop talking, to stop creating stories in our head, and listen to what the other person is saying. We have to learn that when we notice our brain is making something into a big deal, when our brain is making it about us, when our brain is making it about our worth, about our lovability, that it has a story that it's telling us. And we're no longer listening to the person in front of us. We are no longer present. My wife can literally say things like, "I didn't drink my coffee this morning because it was too cold." And I make it mean she's upset at me because I put too much creamer in her coffee that made it cold. I didn't bring her coffee to her fast enough. She's telling me I didn't do a good job, aka I'm not good enough. And all she said was, "I didn't finish my coffee because the time I got to drink it, it was too cold. By the time I got to drink it, it was too cold." When I make her sentences mean something different than what she actually says, and I take responsibility for her coffee being cold, and I make it my problem and make it about me, I can turn her simple statement into a problem. And I can get upset at her and get defensive, causing problems where there weren't any. She can literally say, "Oh, there's no ice in the ice machine because the water was empty and I had to refill it." And I make it mean that I should have refilled the ice, that she should never have to refill the ice. She's mad at me because I didn't notice the water needed to be refilled. Again, none of this is she said. when her sentence was just informing me that there was no ice left and now we just have to wait for more ice. She can say, I didn't sleep well last night. And my brain make it mean that I should not have slept well. I mean, sometimes the logic, right? I can laugh now because it's not happening right this minute. But she can say I didn't sleep well. And then my brain makes it mean that I shouldn't have slept well either. That I should too have been uncomfortable. That, or that there was something that I should have done to make sure she slept better. Seriously. My brain can be a complete asshole to me. It holds so much pressure over me. And any comment about parenting or about children that wasn't woohoo positive, my brain makes it mean something about me. It takes it and makes it critical to how I'm not measuring up. This may sound silly to you, right? But I think most of you can resonate with me. My brain has a tendency to make anything she says that isn't 100% positive a dig at me, which can sometimes make her feel like she can't tell me things or she can't say things because I have a reaction to the words that are coming out of her mouth and I'm making them mean something that they didn't mean, which I never want her to feel that way, right? So I've really been working on communicating and really working on listening to what she's actually saying. I am so thankful for life coaching, and I'm so thankful that I'm self-aware, and I'm so thankful that I understand my anxious attachment, because I'm thankful that I can understand that this, what's happening, is my brain's problem. It's not the words that she said. As an anxiously attached person, I've spent the majority of my time in relationships anticipating other people's needs, trying to make everything perfect, trying to make other people happy, trying to be perfect to keep them. So my brain has been so wired to be on high alert for any mistakes or errors or flaws in me that I need to hurry up and fix or change so that the person I love stays, right? Earning love over and over again. This has been a pattern I've been working on unlearning and undoing, which takes time. And it takes learning how to listen to the words that my partner is saying. When my brain makes a story out of her sentences, this is not her problem. Because you see, what my brain is making her sentences mean, she did not actually say. It is actually my brain and its wiring and its stories that is having the problem. One of the best things about my wife is that I can literally catch myself changing moods, getting moody. My walls are coming up. I'm having an internal reaction to what she said, literal, just words. And I can tell my wife, oh my gosh, my brain is being such an asshole to me right now. It's telling me that you don't love me or that you are upset at me because of XYZ. It's saying I should have done XYZ so that you didn't have to feel that way. Or I can say, you aren't saying that I'm supposed to be perfect, right? And she knows what's happening inside my body. So what do you do on the other side of anxious attachment? How do you learn to listen? How do you stop making stories about what's happening? The first step is awareness. You have to learn how to be aware of the thoughts you are thinking. What are you making something mean? And the moment you are aware of what you are making it mean, you have to remind yourself this is a story your brain is telling you. And it is now time to actually listen to the words that are coming out of the other person. You may want to ask them to pause for a second so that you can start re-listening by saying simply, hey, I'm sorry, my brain started running away from me and getting all defensive. I didn't catch what you were saying. Can you please start over because I really want to hear what you're saying to me? We have to learn to simultaneously talk back to our brain and tell it to hush and listen to what the other person is saying. Recognize the feelings that start to come up. Recognize when you're starting to get defensive, when your brain starts wanting to tell you a story. If you need time to process what has been said because your emotions are too high, ask for time to think about what was said. The next thing that you have to do is you have to ask yourself some questions. Why is what they are saying making me feel judged, criticized, or not good enough? What is my brain making this mean? And then you have to really understand and become aware that this is a story your brain is telling you. But is it actual fact? Is it what they actually said? Most likely it isn't. Do what I call a thought download. Write it all out. Write down the words that they said. How did these words make you feel? Oftentimes when we ask ourselves, how did these words make me feel? We actually get a lot of thoughts about what we think about the situation. Look at those thoughts and then ask yourself, what feeling is this? I feel this way because, why do you feel this way? Are you putting so much pressure on yourself? Are you thinking that you should have done something? This will reveal to you the story that your brain is telling you. This will reveal the real reason why you feel an urgency or a panic or you're getting defensive or whatever uncomfortable emotion it may be for you. Listening is often hard for us with anxious attachment because we put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect in relationships. So hearing anything short of positive, affirmative, causes our brain to panic and look for red flags, aka hypervigilance. Our brain has been wired to scan for danger. In our cases, emotional dangers. Scan for any potential problem. This is the problem because it often makes problems where there aren't any. Since we have this deep-rooted fear of abandonment or rejection, it's actually what's behind all of the scanning. We have to practice grounding ourselves in these moments and not in the potential fears of the anxious attachment. When we are constantly putting pressure on ourselves to do everything right, be perfect, be hyper-attuned to our partner's needs, it keeps our nervous system in a constant state of survival and over-functioning, causing us to have a hard time with clear and transparent communication, causing us to overthink, be anxious, and always on edge. This will probably end up being an entirely separate podcast because the pressure we put on ourselves to be perfect and anticipate other people's needs is another habit entirely that causes actual strain on our relationships that I really want to address. Our brain has learned to do this when we were younger as a means for survival. This used to be very helpful to us. And now we're growing up and we're wanting to do more than just survive in our relationships. We want to live and be present in our relationships with other people. So we have to check that pressure that we're putting on ourselves. We have to check our brain's need for scanning for danger. So when you discover that your brain is making their words mean, this is not the time to beat yourself up more for being a person with anxious attachment or for being, quote, broken. This is the time to show yourself compassion and really validate the feelings that come up. Because of course you feel fear. You have anxious attachment and your brain just scanned for danger. You can validate your fears without believing them. You can validate the pressure that you feel or that you've put on yourself without believing the story that you have to be perfect or that this is your problem to solve or that your person is going to leave you. You can validate your pressure without believing the story your brain is telling you. You can show yourself compassion and you can even allow yourself to be frustrated that listening is so hard right now. I want you to know listening and communicating will get better. It will get easier. When you learn how to stop putting so much pressure on yourself, when you learn how to talk back to your brain and calm your nervous system so that it stops scanning for danger, it does get easier. You will be able to listen. When my brain wants to start making my wife's words mean something, I now say, we can listen to our words first before you tell me what you think about it. I remind myself that I'm safe to hear her words. I am safe to hear words that come out of her mouth. I'm capable of hearing what she has to say. I don't have to make it mean more than what she says. You will be able to develop listening skills. You will be able to hear words that make you feel a little uncomfortable, make you feel like you are a problem. And then you'll be able to turn it around and really hear what the other person is saying, because you know it's just your brain and your story. It just takes time and practice, practice. If you want to learn more about how to do this work, then my 6-week one-on-one program is for you. If you have any questions, always feel free to email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Also, go follow me on Instagram at anxious attachment solution. I also want to let you know that I provide a free 1-hour consultation where you can come to meet me via Zoom and talk to me about whatever it is you're going through with anxious attachment, and I can show you what coaching looks like. Then I can share with you more about my coaching program. So if you're interested in a free 1-hour consultation, just email me consultation, and then I will send you a link to a Zoom and a way to schedule that with you. I can't wait to hear from you. I hope you're doing well. I know the world is heavy right now in the June of 2025, but know I am here for you to help you with your anxious attachment, because I think even in the midst of everything going on in this world right now, this is important and valuable work to show up to. The world needs more people who feel secure and rooted in love, and I am here to help you get there. Until next time. Thank you for joining me today. You are going to want my free guide on how to calm your anxious attachment. So head over to my Instagram, Taking Back Her Brain, and grab it. If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to hear from you.